just because somebody says they're a Christian, does that mean they're a Christian? I could say that I'm an alien from Mars, and you probably just think I'm crazy. In fact, sometimes if people say they're Christian, you might just think they're crazy too. But not everyone who calls himself Christian means the same thing. How do we figure out who's real and who's fake? Let's discuss it on the Corner of Truth and Life. And welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about real versus fake Christians. Because a lot of people like to use the label Christian, and yet they mean a lot of different things. And they can mean a lot of different belief systems that have Jesus thrown in there somewhere. They can mean a lot of different beliefs about God. Sometimes they can just mean kind of an Americana, you know, God, mom, and apple pie thing. And so when it comes to the word Christian and whether we consider ourselves a Christian, can you call yourself a Christian? Can I call myself a Christian? And when somebody comes to us and says, well, I'm a Christian, do we just take their word for it or not? Do we just let them self-label? And since the name comes out of the Bible, we've thought maybe it would be good to do a little searching and say, well, what does the Bible say about who's really a Christ person, a Christian, a Christian, a person who follows Christ, as opposed to someone who just is religious in some way, but do they meet the biblical definition of what a disciple is? And so this whole series this fall, we're going to be looking at that question and picking out different things to say, well, what does the Bible really say? And what's true? What's true about the real life of a Christian? And if you listen to the last episode, we talked about where Jesus said that there are those who would look like sheep, but really they'd be wolves, but that you'd know them by their fruit. And we were in the book of Matthew. Well, in the book of Luke, Luke also records Jesus talking about this, but he has some other teaching that Jesus gave as well. He'd first, in Luke 6, he records that Jesus talks about good trees bear good fruit and bad trees bear bad fruit. And so you're going to be able to tell what kind of tree it is by what kind of fruit it produces. And we talked about that last week, of the idea of a good tree is going to produce good fruit. A person who's really a Christian, it should show up in their life, not just in their public persona or in their teaching. If you look behind the scenes, you shouldn't see a lot of ugliness and how they treat other people and in what their family looks like and all these different things. There should still be some stability. And again, we said it's not about do they ever make a mistake or things like that, but there should be a certain level of consistency in what comes out of their life that goes with what comes out of their mouth. And so after Jesus says that in Luke 6, in fact, he even makes more of that point than he does over in Matthew, because he says in Luke 6:45, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Or as one of my professors once said, in the bucket of the mouth comes up what's in the well of the heart. And this idea of, if you listen to them long enough, you're going to get a picture of what they're really like. And so maybe they have this public persona, but look at their lives. Look at their marriages. Look at their how they relate to their kids. Look at how they treat their neighbors. So then Jesus continues to talk. And last week we talked about that he said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is really my person. And he says this also in Luke 6, but he takes it in a different direction this time. And he says in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. And some of us may have heard this story, and if you ever spent time in church, you may have heard, you know, the song, "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock." But it's this idea of, he says, listen, this is what people who are truly my followers, who are the real thing, this is what they're like. And he's very explicit about this. It's not like we have to, well, these are the mysterious sayings of Christ and we have to decode it. No, he's talking real plain. He says, you know, a bunch of you are walking around calling me Lord. Because he'd attracted a following in his day. A lot of people like, oh, Jesus is cool, man. He does neat tricks and stuff. And they followed him around. And he says, well, just because you think I'm cool and just because you call me Lord, that doesn't mean anything. But are you actually putting what I'm teaching you into practice? In other words, is there a change in your life? And then he proceeds to explain, and this is something that I think sometimes, you know, we read through this and the Bible's real clear, it's real simple, it's not like this is complicated, and we make it complicated, we twist it all up, and sometimes I think people twist it all up because they want to get the label, and so it's almost like they muddy the water. And yet Jesus is being crystal clear here. I mean, he says, I'm going to show you what people who really put this into practice are like. And then what does he say? He talks about building a house where they dug down deep and put the foundation on rock. In many places, Jesus is compared to a rock, and his teaching is compared to a rock. And then the next part is the part that I think sometimes gets a little overlooked. When a flood came, because one of the things that sometimes people do is they leave out that part. And they say, well, you know, I've built my life on the rock. I've built my house on the rock. Well, maybe. But again, is it true? Well, Jesus said that the test comes when the flood comes. When the storm hits. It says, because when the flood came, the torrent struck the house and couldn't shake it. In a different telling of this, he says the storm beat against the house, but it stood. And then he says, and the one who built their house on the ground without the foundation, the moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and the destruction was complete. And this is really the key of, well, how do you know when it's real? And sometimes, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that it's real until the storm hits. Because when the storm hits, that's when you see. Because it can look good. It can look firm. You say, well, that looks like a good house there. Man, it's real pretty, and they've got a lot of, you know, good sconces there, and, oh, it's a beautiful house. Oh, well, thank you. And the person has seemingly got a good life. But wait till the storm hits. And I've seen a lot of quote-unquote good Christians who came completely apart when the storm hit. And storms are awful. Storms are terrible, terrible things when they hit. The storms of life will destroy you. You know, when that cancer diagnosis hits, when the child dies, when the parent dies, when the financial crisis strikes, when adversity tears apart, then what does the life do then? You know, there's really no great trick to living well when life is going well. And a lot of quote-unquote good Christian people are just basically living easy lives. And when life is reasonably easy, it's easy to be a good person. You want to be generous? Well, if you've got a lot of money, it's no big trick to be generous. If you've got spare time, it's no big trick to be a good volunteer. If life's going well, it's pretty easy to be nice to other people because you're generally pretty happy. And so if things are going well, you say, well, I'm a good Christian. Look how nice I am. Well, is life kind of nice? And what happens on the days that you face adversity? Does your house begin to shake? And it's not even a flood. It's just a bit of a windy day, some light rain, but all of a sudden your house is shaky because maybe you're not built on rock. Maybe you're just someone who walks around and says, Lord, Lord. But when the storm hits, it's going to wipe you out. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. And if you look at people and, yeah, they were doing okay, and then the storm hit, and when the storm hit, they just, we say, well, they lost their faith. When really what Jesus is saying here is, no, they didn't have it. They weren't built on rock. They hadn't dug down. And so the facade looked good. The structure looked good. It was a house, but it wasn't dug down onto the rock. And the test of it came when the flood came. And again, that's a tough thing. We want to be sympathetic. And I'm definitely not saying we shouldn't be sympathetic. But when you're looking at your own life and whether you should call yourself a Christian, when you look at others and whether you should consider them Christian, you should pay attention to what Jesus said about this is what the people who are really following me, who aren't just walking around saying, oh, God's cool, Lord, Lord, but are really putting it into practice. There'll be a stability to them. Again, it doesn't mean they'll never have a bad day. It doesn't mean that they'll never have tough things. They will have storms in their life. I have a friend who's a believer. He lives out away from Maine. And he and his wife, actually I've got a couple different friends that both have had a version of this situation in their lives. Both living, one lives out of country and the other lives way out of state. And one, they lost their child in the 8.5 month of pregnancy. And the other lost their child at the age of 5. In both cases, it was a devastating thing. And I watched them go through it. Now, did they hurt? Yes. Did they mourn deeply? Are they still sad? Yes. Did it knock their house down? No. Did it shake their faith? Not in a destructive way. They held on to God. And they keep going, and they found joy, and they found the ability to keep going. The house didn't fall down. And so you look at them, you say, wow, you know, what they have is real. And in fact, as they went through it, they gave God credit for this. It's only because of him that we're surviving. Are you facing a storm? Are you ready for the storm? Think about that today.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.